Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I am your host, Amy, joined with my co-host, Jenna. And we are here. I don't know why every week I say what episode we're on. I think I'm just proud of us really sticking to it. This is episode 18. And Jen, I know I shared this fact with you, but we had over 100 listens on our podcast 2 weeks ago. So shout out to all of our new listeners. We're so excited you're here joining us each week. We hope to continue hearing from you and hope you like what you're hearing. But yeah, how cool was that?
Oh my God, so cool. When you told me that, I was like, are we famous?
That's what I thought. Like, are we famous? Like, somebody is listening to us that we're basically 100 people means that someone we don't know is listening to us.
Yeah, which is like really wild.
Because this whole time, I feel like we're talking to our friends and relatives. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking, though, too, is like, I bet a lot of our friends and relatives have actually stopped listening. Because they like, not like because they don't support us, but you know when like a friend sends, I don't know, like they just, I feel like they show support in the beginning and then it kind of tampers off a little bit. I feel like majority of these people are probably just like really lovely strangers and I love you all.
It's so funny. My one friend this weekend was like, I don't know anything about Bravo or any, like, I don't really follow pop culture. I was like, that's okay. We talk about our lives for like 50 minutes in the beginning. So at least you'll know that part. Yeah. So like, I guess now we're telling our lives to strangers, which is so interesting.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm excited. Anywho, how should we do some recap of our weekends? Any updates from your end of things?
No, but we know you're dying to get into Beyonce. So let's do it.
It's so hard. I'm like, do I start at Beyonce? Do I start at the Hamptons? Do I even talk about the Hamptons? What'd you say?
So many things.
I know. I had the bougiest weekend in the Hamptons. And I feel like I should just, So my husband's boss has a house in the Hamptons. And usually like once per summer, he'll invite us out. He'll always invite us out in the winter. Like, I've been there in the fall and the spring so many times. And I just have always obviously wanted to go in the summer. Usually it's like Labor Day weekend, whatever. Anyway, so he invited us out. We got there Friday, got to do a boat ride on his boat for like sunset cruise after we had a pool, afternoon pool cocktails. I'm like, who am I? On what planet? I know. The thing is I always hear about people going out in the Hamptons, but I have never gone out to a bar in the Hamptons. We always go back to his house. He always cooks us these incredible meals. He makes us steak frites and he is Belgian, like my husband, and makes his own French fries. So Belgian French fries, which are always double fried. There's a very Belgian technique about it. So we had steak frites with this au poivre sauce, which I don't know if you know what that is. It's like a mushroom cream sauce. Oh my God, it was so good.
That sounds so good.
That he makes all himself. He makes it himself. And there's dairy in it. And I gave zero Fs. I went for it. I paid the price. So we did that. And then just like drinks, woke up the next day. We had lunch. I can't even say these words. We had lunch at the country club. He belongs to a country club.
There it is.
This country club is the same country club that Hannah Berner and Des Bishop go to. 2 times ago, I saw them there. And he knows them and like always is like saying hi. And I just sat there like a deer in headlights. So yeah, we, and then like just had another dinner and hang and like by the fire and, you know, just these ridiculous things. And then while we were at the country club, he's like, you know, if you guys want to, I think I've been telling you that I've been golfing.
Yes.
I don't even want to see your face when I say these words.
Were you at the driving range the other day?
I was at the driving range last week.
I thought I saw that on
your Instagram. Yeah. I'm going to do a TikTok because that night I took my husband said, bring one golf club on the subway so that when we go to the driving range, we have it. So like, I'm thinking I'm looking cute. Like, oh, I'm a golf girly and I'm carrying my golf club around and I'm on the subway and like, everyone's looking at me and I'm like, they think I golf. I'm one of those girls. Like I golf, I get it. And I show up to Meek and I'm like, look how cute. Everyone was staring at me. He's like, they're staring at you because you look like a fucking psychopath who's yeah. about to beat someone over the head with the golf club. And I was like, no, I look like a golf girly. He's like, not a chance do you look like a golf girly.
I fuck with Meek so hard.
He played me. Him. He played the shit out of me. So I'm like assuming like I'm this kid. I just don't give off golf girly vibes. I know that. No. I'm going to accept that. But I really, 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 really like it. And so
what is a goth girly vibe anyway?
Like, I just think of like preppy country club girls who wear like collared shirts.
Yeah.
Who have blonde hair.
I'm really into goffing. And I think she's at a country club. She's for sure in a country club down yeah. North Carolina. So I guess I can picture it.
Yeah. I just don't think I fit the mold of what country club goth girls. I mean, the fact that I'm even using the word girly. I would never say that about myself. Like, oh, I'm a goth girl. Like, oh.
Making barriers over there.
Philly girls can golf too. Yeah. So my husband's boss basically says there were four of us there. Me, my one friend, and then two of the girls that my husband works with. He's like, I'll get you guys all a lesson tomorrow if you want at the country club. Oh my God, and I was like, I did the calculations because I bought my husband a lesson. That shit's like – over $100, could be even $200, who knows. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'll get a lesson. Like, I've been wanting to get a lesson, so yeah. So he gets us a lesson the next day, and we got a lesson from Billy at the country club, this older guy who we had so much fun with. It was an hour and a half of just him showing us what to do. It was so much fun.
You know, I actually had a golf lesson once. Guess where it was.
What? Okay, wait, let me guess.
This is, my mom made me do like this like mother-daughter thing. I was young. We were still in Northeast Philly, and it was at this spot right across from, do you know where Summerton Springs like swim club is?
Yeah.
It was like right across from there. I remember we went to Friendly's after. I got some mint chocolate chips. But I was like, I remember it was so hot, but there was this like, there were like other people from my like grade school, like kind of there. And I just remember they were like, bend your knees and put your ass out. And
yeah,
I still remember that to this day. That's the only time I went. We didn't go back, but
yeah.
But yeah, I'm a goth girly.
You're a goth girly. Shocker. Yeah. Shocker. Another person I would never call a girly, even the word, like I can't. Yeah. So there were we had a golf lesson and then we had lunch and I had a lobster roll and an Aperol spritz. I'm like, what is this freaking? Yeah. I was like, what is this ridiculous life of this weekend? Like I couldn't, it's just, it felt so fancy and it's not even like it was crazy. I shouldn't even say fancy. It felt very nice and relaxing. And yeah, I guess I felt like a little spoiled, you know? It was great.
Did you have like some good moments of gratitude? We love those.
Always. I mean, if I'm in a boat in the Hamptons watching sunset with like two of my really good friends, my husband just happens to be there and I'm like with a drink, like, yeah, lots of gratitude. I think it's always like these pinch me moments of like, I dreamed of living in New York my entire life, like for as long as I can remember. And I didn't expect this part of New York, but you just, always. And I mean,
It's always crazy when you're like in a situation, like I've always wanted to live in San Francisco. Like a lot of people, you know, dream of new, whatever, they have their dreams and San Francisco was always mine.
Yeah.
And just like, there's definitely certain moments where I just like have to take a moment and be like, I can't, like, I don't know how the fuck I got here, but like I'm into it. Like
it's always, it's this feeling of like, what is this Philly girl doing?
Like, how did I get here?
What am I doing? Right. How did this happen?
And that, the thing that's crazy is like, it happened because we made it happen. And so it's like, you have to almost, you're like, wait, am I the reason that I got here? Like,
right. But I would never give myself that grace.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's like, that's a little bit of a mind fuck. We can't dare we give ourselves that much credit.
Never. That would be like a compliment. And we still are self-deprecating enough from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you're like, my husband's boss is so insanely generous. He doesn't have kids. And he always says like, he treats the company like his children. He let me have my 40th birthday at his apartment. Yeah. He wasn't even there. And he let 50 people into his house. Like, he's just, he's so good to us. And this is one of those moments when you're getting a free golf lesson at a country club in the freaking Hamptons. Yeah. You're like, what? What? Who?
You did it.
Yeah. And I just, you know, all humbling experiences, you know, all humbling. And yeah. And then, then.
Let's get came bougier. Home. Are we?
I came home and I just had to jet off on Monday morning to go.
She had to jet off, everyone. Literally, though, because you're not even in the, you're, okay. Crazy.
I just want to say I'm a very humble person and none of this goes unnoticed. So Monday was Beyonce. So I came back from the Hamptons to get on a flight to go to Beyonce in St. Louis, Missouri. So
did we want to tell people where your seats were at Beyonce?
Oh, we'll get there. I think okay. I already said this. I might, but it's okay. So I get to the airport and I didn't even think that other people would be flying to Beyonce. I don't know why. Like, I didn't think other people would go. Oh, like, yeah. I thought this was like my unique smart idea.
Your
I was
idea.
Like, oh my God, yeah. So smart. So we're getting ready to take off. The flight attendant's doing like her things. And she's like, she was chic as hell. And she's like, is anybody here not going to Beyonce? And mind you, it's like a 20 row flight. And one guy raises his hand. And the other stewardess or flight attendant comes up to her and is like saying something. She's like, sorry, I'm distracted. They're going to Beyonce. They're going to Beyonce. She gets on the phone or the, what's it called? Intercom. And is like, to the left, everybody put your carry away bags in the left. She was like making jokes the whole time. Yeah. And you start peeking around. Yeah. You're like, they're definitely going.
I'm like kind of shocked as well.
Same. The airport. So it was the whole plane. My friend saw two girls on her plane that were going to the concert because they had the hat. They had cowboy hats on. Don't you know they sat in the same row as us? How weird is that? Yeah.
How weird.
So we got there. I got there, met my friend. You were looking around on the plane like they're definitely going. Like you were definitely like stereotyping everyone. Like they're going. They're definitely going. The gays were in full force on that plane. It was it was an hour and 50 minutes, almost 2 hours. Not even 2 hours.
Oh, that's like not bad.
So seriously. I had a flight credit. So we got there. Me and my friend went to lunch. We took a little nap. We started getting ready. We got over there probably between like 6:30 and 7. The show was slated to start at 8. We were walking around. The scene there was you couldn't stop looking. Everyone had their look together. Like the looks were on fire. I mean, people were decked out in silver and Renaissance and like every different, the alien theme. People were like decked to the nines. I have my own little outfit that I got specifically for this. I had some sparkles on my eyes, my glasses, my sparkle bead top, my dangly fringe shorts. So there were girls there in like 10-inch, like literally 7-inch stiletto heels. I'm like, how are they doing this? Crazy. They were walking out of there. I saw one girl just have sneakers in her hands because she knew she was going to change.
Yeah.
You're using the guy's bathroom because it's half the wait time.
Yeah.
The guys who were in heels, there was so much to look at. It was such a spectacle. We had floor seats to this. And I have to say, I'm 5'2", I think that's probably, it sounds good in theory to have floor seats, but the fact, if you're short, you're not going to, like, I was on my tippy toes the entire time trying to, like, look over people's heads. It was really, it was hard to see over a lot of the crowd, but she did a few slow songs. She came out, she probably didn't come out till like 9:15, and that was kind of.
Wow.
I know. Some people said it was 9:30, but anyway, it was 9:15. She came out, did a few slow songs, then went back, and it was like all of these visual effects in between. Like she had it segmented and out. I want to say in like chapters. Came back, and then it was Renaissance, half that album. Went back. There was probably like 7 outfit changes. She had It was great. It was so good. She did all the hits. It was like a party. The twins, her dancers, who were the twins that have been with her for years and years, they were there. The dancing, like the whole, like I just was sitting there thinking, she danced and the dancers danced for over 2 hours straight.
It's so crazy.
Imagine that workout.
Whew.
It was crazy. The costumes were amazing. The digital, like the visuals were out of this world, and what she did with everything. And you know, she's so in the creative process. If you ever watched her documentary Homecoming, it was just so cool to see the spectacle of it. And at the very end, she comes riding out on a silver horse. You're like, on God's earth? But yeah, it was amazing. Went to bed, probably didn't fall asleep till like 2, and then flew back home first thing in the morning.
Wow, that's a weekend. I'm tired.
It was a weekend. I know. It was a lot. <That's> totally worth it. Yeah. I would say if you are interested in seeing Beyonce, she's definitely in like the Midwest, middle America for the next few months. So if you can do it, it's abso-freaking-lutely worth it. If you're short, I would get like 100 level seats. I think that's the thing that I'm most upset about is like if I was on the 100 level, I could see more. Yeah, I couldn't see all of the dancing. Like I could watch her on the screens, but I couldn't see.
That's kind of a bummer though. Yeah.
It was. I'm just so short.
That's because you sort of went for the floor.
Yeah. Did you ever do floor seats before?
I'm trying to think. Not in like a stadium like that size.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because I'm debating like, is it worth it? I don't think I would do it again.
Yeah, I feel like for like the Dead & Co shows, I think it would have been really fun to be on the floor just because like, you know, there's obviously visuals, but it's so big. It's like they're really just playing their instruments. It's not like a whole like, and so you're kind of just dancing amongst like the crowd. And so for that reason, I think it would be really nice.
She came out, like her stage came all the way out close to us, but she only came out there like once or twice. And when she did that, that was insane. Like I felt like I could see it felt like she was so close, but I wish she did more out there. The dancers did stuff out there.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
For a concert. There's this thing called Stern Grove Festival in the city. So every Sunday through the summer, they do free concerts and they're like not small names. Yeah. Like, yeah. I think two weekends ago was like Patti Smith, Bob Moses was the week before that. They closed it out with the Flaming Lips this past weekend.
Wow.
I know.
Where you were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's a free, they like release tickets like maybe a month in advance, a couple weeks ahead of time. You just have to go on and like RSVP. Sometimes you won't get in there because it's just like, it's like, you know, it's still, they like still sell out even though they're not priced. And so my friend who works for them, like put a few of us on like a VIP list. And so we were like, I closed the bar on Saturday night. So I didn't get home till like 3:30 in the morning, which means by the time I showered and got in bed, it was like 5. And then everyone was like, all right, we got to get up early. Cause like it starts at 2, doors are like the gate opens at 12. And I was like, I'll meet you guys there. But I obviously couldn't sleep because I'm so used to getting up early.
Yep.
I use the VIP, whatever. I go to the front and like we're trying to reserve this space for so many people. Like it was like people were sprinting in. I had like there were like 65-year-old men just like stampeding behind me. I was like, fuck, we gotta go. So we like get to our
space. I hate this.
Put down like a bunch of blankets and like this because we were VIP, it was like a couple of us. There was like 4 of us that were got in VIP on that list and like held down the spot. By the time everyone got there, I looked at my friend. I was like, next time I'm fucking standing in line because this is stressful. Like,
I don't like that stuff.
Down this area for this much time and I have not moved my like everyone else just gets to show up casual, like plop down in the spot. I'm like, they got the better end of the deal here. Like, fuck this. I mean, it was still a great time and it was like hot, like actually hot.
Yeah, what is the weather there? You said it was hot earlier. What is it there?
It's hot. I mean, it's saying it's 81, but I think it's like 89. I mean,
you know.
Oh,
my God. Wow.
Yeah, it's like we're in full swing, like, Indian summer right now.
That's so – it's like 75 here today. which is weird. Yeah. For a whole other reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. That was kind of it because I worked Saturday. Yeah. So
looked fun from your pics. Yeah. I'm wondering. I feel like we should ask our audience, do they want to see, like, sometimes I feel like we talk about stuff and we have photo documents of it. I'm like, do we want to post that on our Instagram post when we're talking about our recaps?
Definitely should.
Yeah. Maybe we should. Speaking
of recaps, we probably should get into it. We've just been chatting.
Oh, yeah. I like our chatting. I think
I'm dying to chat Scooter Braun. Like, I need to know. Wait,
before, everything. I feel like I want to, okay.
Go ahead. No.
No. Let's do that and then we'll get into Bravo stuff.
Okay. What the fuck is happening?
Okay. So I read a Bravo and Cocktails thing that just said that he has money coming in elsewhere. He doesn't really need to manage people for his success. That's kind of the angle I'm seeing from stuff. Have you read things differently?
No, I did read that. Like, I'm still waiting for kind of like the shoe to drop, so to speak, because I feel like I don't know. So that feels like, is that like a tip from his PR team? Like, this all just feels like, why wouldn't they have come out and addressed it? Like gotten, if that was really the case, like get ahead of it, as opposed to the way that it's coming through the PR machine where it's like they're dropping them. You know what I mean? Like, if that really was the case, he should have just made an announcement like, said, I'll be stepping back and, like, you know, I fully support all of my clients and whatever is next for them, and I wish them all the best.
Okay, so I read another thing in Bravo and Cocktails. Did you see that today? Or maybe it was it said that he sold stories to the press when he was getting a divorce, he did story for story for the press when he was getting divorced, because there was a story that was going to come out about his wife's affair.
I think so. I sent you that.
Oh,
maybe not. Or maybe you
sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'm the worst.
And when was, like, I'm curious how long ago that was.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, let's also talk about what he did with Taylor Swift. I mean, when it comes down to it, that was a shady move, what he did with her.
Yep. I love that Taylor is like put in the time to redo all of those albums. And it feels like those are the only, I was actually thinking this recently. So I listened to a lot of Taylor and I like will put it on shuffle. And I noticed that all of her old songs that come up on Spotify, they all say Taylor's version. Like, is that something, like, none of the other ones that I guess Scooter Braun owns are coming up. So I'm curious if, like, she made a deal with Spotify.
I also keep
the catalog because it's like on shuffle. Like, why wouldn't?
Well, the thing is come up? If he bought her catalog, I wonder, like, how does that work? Is he able to play, like, or if he owns that and he didn't give rights to that? Like, what if he didn't give rights to Spotify to play those older songs? Or maybe, I mean, I can't imagine he didn't.
Exactly. Like, why wouldn't he?
I get it. Like, money moves over people. But that, to me, like, if you're going to do that to your people, that just says, like, why would Selena, or who is it? Demi Lovato and Justin. Yeah.
I think I saw somewhere, too, that, like, and maybe someone was reading into it. I think it was a tip on either, it was probably on Demois that, like, that Ariana has sort of like hinted at rewrite or like re-recording, like, basically the Taylor.
It was a song.
So I don't know, like I said, like, I don't know if people are just reading into it and like we're like looking for clues.
Yeah.
I just feel like ever since that whole Taylor situation, I just can't look at him and not think like
scumbag.
Like, you're a soda.
Same. Like,
for what? You got fucking, you're like worth $1 billion. Kick back.
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure he's actually worth more than Taylor was pre Eras Tour. I'm pretty sure Eras Tour probably just put her over. I think
it's
supposed to be like she expected like added about $500 million to her net worth with this tour. Yeah. I mean, that includes 1 million and stuff, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I also, like, for me, it's like, I wouldn't mind to see his, like, downfall from Payback. I feel like karma, right. To me, I'm such a believer in karma. And when people do shady shit like this, I feel like your karma's coming.
And how would that not come back? Like, it was so public.
Yeah.
Like, it was so bound public. To come back eventually. And they're saying that, like, it's actually just their contracts are ending. And it's like, even if that is the case, they're still leaving him. Like, they're not re-signing. I don't know. He's just.
I wonder what's going to come out. And that's the thing. Like,
something's going to come out. It's going to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. There's I hope so. Did you see that Billy McFarlane from Fire Festival is.
And it's selling out.
And but is he selling out? Because we all watched the Fire Festival where he told everyone he was selling out, but he really wasn't. So that's why I'm like, people are saying he's quote unquote selling out, but that's how he got us the first. Like, is this for real, people?
When the aliens are like, y'all are not even worth it. Not even worth it. You are so dumb. You guys are so dumb. Like, the writing's on the wall, and you guys are like, yeah, sign me up. Let me get two. Billy gets me going. I fucking
know.
That
guy is
scummy.
We all have been there. We watched the entire documentary. This man was in a robe on some penthouse roof when he was doing this announcement. I'm like, where do you have money? Do you not owe people money somehow?
Who is buying these tickets?
And he owes like an entire Bohemian. Is that how you say it?
What?
Bahamian like island. Millions of dollars for the work that he didn't. Somebody wrote on one of his comments, like, I'm excited to see this. I'm excited to see Fire Festival on Netflix part 2.
At this point, what's that saying? Like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Like, the people buying those tickets have whatever's coming their way.
Like, part of me is like, do we just buy it to see?
No.
But not to actually go. I'm not going to some island to be stranded there. This is going to be interesting.
That you're not going to go to?
No. Well, yeah, it's true. And then we're just giving him money. That was, anyway.
Good idea.
Yeah, that doesn't, okay. That was really interesting news for me today. I do have an Amy celeb sighting I forgot to talk about when I was talking about Beyonce. I know. Sherry Shepherd, saw Sherry Shepherd in the airport yesterday in St. Louis. Also coming back, even Sherry Shepherd and Yamanika, who's a New York comedian, had the idea to fly to St. Louis, Missouri to see Beyonce. Oh, and at the Beyonce concert, they had a raised VIP level, and all of the Sisters with Voices, SWV, was there in St. Louis watching Beyonce.
That is that Candy's group?
No. That's Escape. SWV sings Weak.
Okay.
I get so weak in the knees, I get high. Do you know that?
I don't.
No.
Is that maybe?
Oh, God. There's more. There's more. But I feel like I'm just wasting my breath telling you about it because I know it was not your genre. Okay. Anyone who was into old school art, I guess we're calling that old school now. Jesus. Yeah. So Amy celeb sightings. That's what I got.
Okay. Bravo. Okay. Let's.
We got to talk about the Bethany. We have to. So okay, I just. Yeah. Okay.
Can I start?
Yeah, please.
I think I definitely still, like, I still have empathy for the girl in some capacity. Like, I'm not taking what I said back or anything. I don't remember if on last week we said, like, Bethany is not the person to do this. Like, this is just so wrong. Just like how Howie Mandel doing Sandoval's interview was not it. I get that she's on a crusade against reality TV or whatever, the Bravo stuff, but, like, the reason that she was so wrong for it is like she needed to be to have questions like asking about the comment, like the conversation that Ariana and Raquel had, or like at that party when she asked about the sex life or whatever, or like there were just so many other little tidbits that I feel like we could have had Raquel sort of answer that she just like chose not to, like, not, she just didn't know to ask because she wasn't, like, educated the way we are on this topic. Like, I'm down for Raquel to be able to speak whatever her truth is or whatever she was trying to, like, accomplish here. But, like, this is such the wrong medium. The backlash was, I actually found it, like, a little shocking at first, just because I know you and I, who typically kind of disagree on these things, actually agreed on this. And then to see what was happening online, I was like, wait, what the fuck? And then it was definitely about Bethany, but it was also really about her. And I was like, so now she has all this hate coming at her again. She should have just, like, kept it moving and, like, not said anything.
Can you lower your mic just a little?
Okay.
I think when me and you first saw this, me and you were, when we first listened to it, we listened to the first episode. The first episode didn't get, like, yes, Bethany's agenda was sprinkled in there. Episode 2 and 3, it was so apparent what Bethany's agenda was. And I don't know if you listened to her rant after.
I did.
I think what Raquel was saying, you know, most of the storylines for the past week were not about Raquel. They were about Bethany.
Yeah.
Majority, which makes me think maybe some people actually heard what Rachel was saying. I also saw when I was looking at podcasts, a lot of podcasts that were talking about this were referring to formerly Raquel as Rachel, which I thought was,
notice that.
Which I thought was great.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Stassi had an episode come out today and I listened to it because it was previewed somewhere and I just wanted to hear what she said. And I thought she made such a good point. She said, a lot of what I heard from Rachel was untrue, but I believe what she thinks she was saying is true. Meaning, I think that she believed that when Tom told her he got a producer's credit, he was getting, like, I believe that she believed Tom. That's not true that Tom was offered a producer's credit, but so, but what Tom was telling her is what she believes to be truth, which I thought was nice.
I didn't believe that about the credit for, like,
the producer. Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is the most Sandoval thing that anyone could ever say.
Just like the most Sandoval thing of Tom saying is when he was asked on camera why he recorded her, it was because he wanted her to see herself in the beauty that she is. That is the most gaslighting man. That made me want to jump. Is that for real? We're sitting here hating on Rachel and look at this man. Don't even get me started.
That I was so confused why still I feel like I have not seen one headline that says, like, Tom Scandoval scumbag record it, like, something. Like, there has been nothing. Like, how is that fucking possible? Literally, how is that possible?
So that, to me, where is that headline? So Stassi on her podcast today said that while she was on Vanderpump, producers covered for men doing dirty men shit over and over and over again. And that she just had to sit back and say, like, do I want my paycheck or do I want to fight for this? And at the end of the day, at that time in her life, she's like said, I'll heal on my own. And in the meantime, producers are sitting there covering up a lot of the guys' BS, their manly behavior, let's call what it is, inappropriate behavior. Stassi was saying, this is what we're covering up. It's sick.
I saw something on my For You page about Stassi saying this, and I was like, oh, I want to listen to this, but, like, this makes me like her.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. She also, like, There were so many parts of Bethany's interview that were problematic and that were so focused on Bethany. Her reading aloud, again, last week, we really were just on episode one of that. We hadn't heard episode 2 or 3, and I don't think we'll get into everything that was said, but she read aloud and said, I mean, she really went for it. And she said, you know, as a mother of a young girl, I'm going to read aloud what was said to you at the reunion. She read all of the things that were said to Raquel without context in terms of, like, what was said before, what was happening in the moment. So if you're just listening to Bethany and you didn't see that reunion, don't get me wrong, the things that were said were awful. However, it it's very conflicting. It's so conflicting. I've said shit. We've on the podcast said shitty things about Raquel, Rachel, like,
but I still think whatever Ariana said in that moment is like, that's, it was so fresh. I'm sorry, but like,
I agree.
We all say fucking outrageous things exactly. In the heat of the moment. My life,
I said worse.
Yeah. Like flipped upside down and you're going to like, shut up, Bethany, shut up. You have right. No context. Like it just was. And like I hate the way that people are painting it. Like, so this couple that like wasn't married, what is right. What difference does a fucking piece of paper say?
They had a house
together and a house together. Like
animals.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Why does that matter? Why does that matter?
And she hit on that so hard. And she also said like, oh, he cheated. Okay. Let's not dismiss. And the fact that she also said they're still living together. She really went in on that. They're still living together.
None of your fucking business, like, Bethany. Finances.
And not even that. Bethany has been through a divorce and knows what it's not like you just like leave. I mean, is it weird they're living together? Sure. It's definitely weird. Obviously there's some reasons that they're choosing to do that. You think she wants to live with her ex-boyfriend no. Who screwed her over that she might have to like pass by in the middle of the night when she goes, I mean, it's a big house. I'm sure she doesn't have to do that, but I just, you're right in the sense of like wrong audience, Bethany. And I think what happened is a lot of what Rachel said, granted, like there weren't, not everything she said was great. You know, not everything she said was perfect. I think she could have gotten some redemption. Her not going back to the show for her mental health, I think is a good thing and a bad thing in a sense of she's never going to get to tell her story.
The other thing with Bethany is like, and that whole conversation is like, we've seen over the years of watching Rachel, how she's like not one to sort of like stand on her own. Yeah. So like, it's really easy to be sort of like swayed right into a conversation. Like the way that Bethany was like phrasing questions yep. And like
coaching,
like she wasn't and
leading.
And not only that, like not only was Bethany leading the questions, but I imagine that Bethany was pretty intense in this conversation on top of the fact that she's like this person that's been on Bravo for so long. Like I'm sure Rachel was also feeling a little like intimidated and was like, yeah, I'm going to follow her. Like, right into the dark. Like she just didn't have the wherewithal or like the confidence in that moment to really like, and we've seen her struggle with that for years. I mean, it's kind of how she got herself into this fucking situation. So to go to like another kind of master, I mean, she's just as bad as Sandoval. They're both just puppet masters. Right. Her and Sandoval both are puppet masters and Rachel is the puppet.
I just feel like if I was Tom Sandoval, I would be like, you got away with this shit. He got away with all of it.
He is like, he is living. He's like, I fucking, right. I had a few rough months, but now that shit came out and that one fucking thing about me, I'm hanging out with the homies. I'm going to Tahoe. I'm having a good old fucking time. I'm making money. I'm selling out shows. Like that motherfucker, fuck him. I fucking hate him. I fucking hate that he's, excuse my language. I really hate that he's still on that show. I hate it.
But that's the thing. Like I also think it with
just
him,
like there's no penalty for him. Like nothing. No. Like you just get to treat people like that.
And not even like treat people like that, record people without their consent, film about it, say that you don't want it that on TV, get to make that choice and then move on. Like that's it.
In real life, like there would be consequences. And like, this is supposed to be like, this really did happen. Like how is like the court not involved in this? Like,
I mean, you have to file complaints for it's not like it's.
It's just so dirty. It's so dirty. Yeah. It's so not okay.
Lala said on her podcast thinks that I only heard this one snippet that she thinks Bethany used Raquel as, again, a puppet for her own agenda.
Exactly what I'm saying. And I feel bad that I just cursed that much. My mom's going to fucking kill me. Oh, there I go again. My mom's going to kill me when she listens to this. But I really just think Sandoval, like I'm like, am I more mad at like the people for not like, you know, having a stronger response to this? Like why did it get buried? Were there headlines?
But that's what I'm saying. There was definitely a headline about him. I don't know if it got, I think what happened was there was a conversation right when this happened about him, her maybe pressing charges about the recording of the video. Yeah. And there was some conversation about that. But this is what I mean. Everything that happened over these three sessions with Bethany all got, it was all about Bethany. Even yeah. like there weren't that many Raquel headlines. And again, yeah. Tom, how we could say it over and over again. He's getting off scot-free. He's getting off scot-free.
It's so almost like, what's even the point of talking about him at this point?
I wonder, she talked about starting a mental health podcast. I wonder what's going to come of that. She said she will never go back to reality TV.
Yeah, I don't think she should.
But I wonder what that means. Like, what's going to, I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe I just like eventually, you know, like, lucky for her, headlines are constantly moving. Bravo's constantly moving. Like, hopefully in like, you know, 3 to 5 years, she could be living in Wisconsin and just like flying under the radar and just have like a very normal life.
There are two other things I want to talk about. Kristen Doty and the dog. Kristen Doty went on to say, so Raquel talked about how there were some abuse claims that are out there that we've talked about allegedly about James Kennedy, and how Rachel said in the interview that she believes those claims based on her experience with James, and that she also said that she believes that Bravo paid Kristen to be on this other show to keep those claims hush hush. Kristen came on her Instagram and said Raquel is telling some of truth, which I thought was really interesting for Kristen to have Rachel's back.
Yeah.
The thing that I want to say really pissed me off was the Lisa Vanderpump of it all with the dog. So basically this was so sick.
I know.
They had to give up Rachel's dog because it bit her mom. And obviously you know, I can't imagine anybody that parented a dog goes about things lightly. So her mom had reached out to a shelter and said, like, I need this to be basically an anonymous. Mm-hmm. Or I don't even think she said that. That's not what happened. She gave the dog up. They scanned the dog's chip.
Yes, that's what
and
happened.
And then the rescue basically exploited that, reached out to Lisa Vanderpump for them to make it a full storyline.
I know. Like, and like the dog probably shouldn't be back with James, because if James was around when that dog was a puppy,
right,
and like part of some of its training, and it didn't respect you enough to like obey you then, it's not gonna do it now. Like, it needs like a full rehab.
Yeah, for real, like a real doggy rehab. And that's a thing. Raquel also said that James contributed to the biting because that's how he would play with them. I mean, you know, who knows, sometimes
it's trouble for that all the time. When Raleigh was a puppy, I would like swing my like the end of my sweatshirt around and let him grab it, and Kai was like, do not do that, like do not do that.
I just thought that, like, on top of, yes, she's made bad decisions, but now like the whole world's against her, and people are then using her dog to make money and make a story about this. And then it goes back to James. The dog goes back to James at the end of the day. I mean, the whole thing,
not
it's
only
just
James, but like James and his like new girl, like his new girlfriend and his new life. Like, that's not, that's like so, that's like so mean spirited.
I also thought it was interesting how she said she had a conversation with Lisa Vanderpump about the dog, as well as Lisa trying to get her to come back on the show.
Yeah, Lisa.
I didn't like that.
We're saying on Beverly Hills was right, you know?
Lisa, from that conversation, seems like the master manipulator. Like, she tried to get her just back on the show for their ratings.
And, and she must know it's so bad for her mental health. So, like, to do that for her own selfish reasons is like disgusting.
Yeah, those are the last two things I wanted to say about it. It'll be interesting to see this season. I don't know, if she's not back this season, what the hell do we care about?
I don't know, I guess we'll see. But for, I do want to chat Roni, because I know we don't have a ton of time.
Yeah,
luckily there wasn't like anything super like groundbreaking below deck, so we don't really even have to get too much into that.
Yeah,
but I really want to chat about Jessel.
Okay.
I think we might have mentioned it last year, but or last week. But I was rewatching last night, or I watched Sunday night's episode. And when I said, like, I am not exaggerating when I say there were three, she didn't even come up for air, three back-to-back insults thrown at her husband with her husband right there, like, at her husband, like, back-to-back-to-back. Really? Like, I was like, you're not even, like, take a breath before you insult him again. And, like, throughout the show, I should have counted, like, tallied them up throughout the show. They just, it's the only thing. Like, I'm like, you do not like this man. Like, you do not like him. At one point, she said, are you, like, asked if she was, like, or he was, like, on any committees. It's when they were talking about this morning. And she, like, makes a comment, like, other than the fried chicken committee or something like that. And then spits another one right out. And then another one comes. And then they're, like, in a room. And then she spits another one out. I was like, oh, my God. I literally can't keep up.
Okay. The fried chicken committee, though, was really funny.
But it just – it's like, I don't know. I was talking to my friend about it who just recently got into it. And like, I just cannot, I just would never blast my partner like that the way that she does.
I also wonder, if she thinks she's being funny. And like, is this her way?
I don't know. Like you,
but she also is English.
No, there's a look on her face that,
like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think from what I've seen, like, she does not, she looks disgusted by him.
She looks, it's not even like fun, lighthearted, like deprecating, you know, like where we can all get a laugh out of it. Like, she looks visibly like, I kind of fucking hate you, but we're on a show and I'm going to like grin and bear it the way that I need to grin and bear it.
I think that's going to be the first casualty of Roni reboot. I got to be honest.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, I don't know. If I was him watching this back, the fact that she didn't come up for air three back. I was texting my friend. I was like, wait until you get to, like, she's still catching up from, like, the beginning. And I was like, literally, she just three jabs back to back to back with people around, too. I was like, ugh, I don't know. Like, if it's, I was him watching look. This back, I'd be like, what's happening here? Like, you're really, like, you look disgusting.
It's obviously not his first rodeo. It's more like, are people going to say it, you know? Like, are people going to say it? And yeah.
Yeah. I like the husband, whole, though.
Yeah. The whole thing about that school thing was so cringe to me. There was also news that she rents her house. But she's fired back and said, like, yeah, and I rent my husband and my kids too. Like, it would be wrong
with, is renting supposed to be a dig?
I mean, in New York, everyone rents, but I guess when you're loaded, like they all are. Also, if you just relocate from another city to New York, why would you not rent first to figure out where you want to live?
Yeah, like what neighborhood, what you like, what you don't like. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't even make, it's so weird that like that came in as a jab.
And, right. Like, especially in New York.
It reminded me of Miami when they were like, what'd she say? Like, you don't have, or you have a mortgage. And it's like, yeah, everyone who has a mortgage. What do you mean?
I guess this is like millionaire talk. When you're million and million and millionaires, like you don't, these aren't things you think about.
I do wonder how like much money these housewives, the new Roni one, actually are worth.
Where did I think I saw someone,
you know, multi millionaires.
I think Jenna Lyons was the richest with like 5 million.
Okay.
But
like a nice chunk. It's not, you know, 25. Yeah.
Right. And you also in New York, I feel like everybody's always like, you're either poor, comfortable, or so rich. Yeah, meaning like 5 million is never mind. I'm not even gonna say what that sounds ridiculous. But
no, because San Francisco is similar. We're in a
You're just living in these places where everything costs so much money. $5 million dollars a year isn't like, oh my god, I can't believe they make $5 million.
It's like you probably can't afford most of the homes here.
right.
Which is so sad.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel crazy about that. But what else?
I'm so surprised you wrote on here that you can't believe that I think Jenna is more like your style.
Every time I see her come out in something, I'm like, I would never wear that.
But whose style would you say you are?
maybe just none of them. Like, I like Aaron's the most, but like,
there's nothing even, about,
like, no, like, yeah. I don't even, I know that she's like, you know, some sort of fashion icon, literally don't even really like anything that she wears. Like, it's just not.
Is she a fashion icon? I mean, Jenna Lyons. Yeah. I meant like, it's more edgy. Like, you're not, that's what, if I had to pick anyone out of that group, it's not like you're wearing, like, you're a classic, like, you like more edgy things than.
Like, that denim outfit, though, that Erin wears in her confessional, I fuck with hard.
You know what is it, a denim jumpsuit?
It's like, kind of looks like a crop top and then bottom, like, high-waisted jeans. It's really cute. You'll notice.
That's that what, stuff. Yeah, okay. I liked it. Yeah. Jenna's really interesting to me. She was on Andy's Instagram. I hope I get to run into her.
I'm sure you will. I
love that. Yeah.
Just everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. What else about Roni? Oh, God. Okay. We should. Yeah. What do you. Bryn came in there hot. She came in. Yeah. Hot.
So stoned. She was like, my eyes are bloodshot. That's why I'm keeping my sunglasses on.
But like, way to make it obvious. And also, like, everyone's a grown up there. What did you think about her comments to Erin's husband?
I thought they were fine. I don't know why people are so.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, she was so obviously joking.
But Erin wasn't there.
Yeah, but I think, like, I think she even came.
You
I don't
would
know.
Be fine if someone said that to Kyle.
Yeah, like,
I would punch that girl right in her throat.
Oh my God, I would like not. Kyle's not making any like. He would be just like Abe and be like, oh, like, kind of laughing it off. When it really, he would be so uncomfortable that I would maybe pay someone to do it just to watch that motherfucker squirm. Like,
but what about, it's more, what about as your friend saying, like, one of your friends or someone you, I mean, apparently they don't, you know, then Bryn came out to say that she is like really close with them and she always makes these jokes. I don't know. I didn't believe that. Especially.
Any way we twist this, I just can't get myself to care.
Are you kidding?
No, I just literally, I'm like, she was so obviously joking.
Yeah, but Erin wasn't there for, I think that's what it is. Joking,
then guess what? Now I want him more. Like,
I think that's my issue with her is that she is so obvious in everything she does. Like, she is such a tryhard. And I think in the beginning, I was like, oh, this is cute. And now it's like, the more we see her, the more it's like, okay, we get it. You show your back when you walk it, when everyone walks in, you make inappropriate jokes and you think you're funny. And like, she's just trying so hard for, it feels like, for people to like her.
I think there could be some of that. That's true. But I think they're also like adjusting to, okay, we are filming right now and we have to like not be super boring. So like, I think the camera is sort of like, you know, even when like, if the camera's not right on you, like, you know, the camera's on you. So you're like, you're just like a little extra maybe than you would normally be. And then you throw a little pot into that. And then on top of that, maybe she has met Abe or hung out with Abe. So now she's with someone that she's more comfortable with than the rest of the people at the party because she doesn't know anyone else at the party. Like, I couldn't find anything wrong with this. I tried and I tried and I just couldn't get there.
I feel like, I mean, I think she was disrespectful. I also think that there's,
I think the intention was not, if the intention was to be disrespectful, then that's a different story. But it was so clear that that wasn't the intention. Like, she's not actually trying to break up a marriage. Like, she was just making comments.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. Like, Bryn is not the girl I'd trust around my man.
No, would you? I don't think she would actually do anything.
Oh, get the frick out of here. You don't think she... Oh, give me a break. That
I think if it was a friend that she cared with and she so badly obviously wants to be in this show, I just don't... And I think she wants to be friends with both of them. Like, I just...
I feel like everything about her personality screams homewrecker. It's the vibe she gives off. It's like she's almost like marketing that about herself.
I just don't.
I think it's in her tagline. I'll steal your.
I think that's for like, I feel like they're too of age for her.
She's older than, oh my God, I can't even believe you're standing up for this. Okay.
I'm standing up for it. It's just, I genuinely cannot. I've like tried and I just can't get, like, the backlash felt like, all right, guys, like, calm down. She's obviously not taking his man, her man. He's not going for it. Like, give it up. It just felt silly.
Okay. Well, here we are disagreeing.
Yeah. It just felt silly. But I'm also, like, so not a jealous like, that just...
I don't think... This is where I'll come in again. Like, it doesn't feel about jealousy. It's more about disrespect.
I don't think that was her intention. So that's why I'm not even
looking at it. Yeah, but intent and impact are two different things. You might not intend something.
But it didn't have an impact.
Like, well, it's going to when Aaron finds out, when your friend finds out that you're saying inappropriate things. Or your friend. I mean, let's put that loosely. They don't know each other.
We'll see what Aaron feels about it.
Yeah. And I know we saw in the preview, she said flirting with my husband.
Yeah. So we'll
see. I mean, I thought Jessel looked uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's like, to me, it was whatever to some, to you. Like, I guess agree to disagree. Like, we just have different outlooks on that specific situation.
Flipping the page to Sai's husband, who came out completely just from the top, like talking about what it must be like for Jessel, who just had kids and raising kids. And, you know, I just thought, like, what a guy. Are these going to be the new house husbands? Are we going to like them more than Jersey?
I love, he is so like clear-headed and like, let's look at all the angles before we make any, let's really put ourselves in their shoes before we say any, like, I just think he's 10 out of 10, which is so funny because Sai doesn't give me that.
No, but that's why every Sai needs, he reminds me of my husband, where, you know, I fly off the handle, but my husband's very rational. He's very level-headed, very calm. And that's usually, you know, opposites attract, or more so people like myself need somebody a little more balanced.
I
read this. I thought this was really interesting. I don't know where I read this. God knows my news sources are Dumois and Bravo and Cocktails. So I read how people are saying that. Yeah. Sorry. People are saying the Roni reboot is so good because no one has alliances yet. And we've we've been hearing a lot about alliances. I feel like Bethany talked about it. We've been hearing about it for the last few years, that word alliance. When we think of other housewives, we think of, oh yeah, we can think of, like, you know, Alexia and Marisol in Miami. Mm-hmm. Definitely. They're one of the only people that I would say are actually have a friendship, but these alliances, and that's how you're going into these friendships. But they're saying that's why it's so good right now, is because nobody has an alliance. Maybe that's why. I guess we'll see, but it's really hitting. Like, it is.
It is.
I'm looking forward to it each week, which is.
Me too. And it's nice, like, I feel like I didn't have something on Sunday to really get rid of the Sunday scaries in a while. Yeah. And it's like nice to have, I think Bravo should always have like a, one of their top shows on Sunday nights, because we need it for our mental health. We really need it.
And I have to say, I was the first one. Like, how much ish was I talking about Roni reboot? I'm so here for it. More Jen Alliance.
Did you see that someone posted, like, from season one of the old Roni and season two of the, like,
their ages?
And their ages. Yeah. I thought that was really interesting. Like, they're pretty much the same. And I remember being young and watching and be like, oh, like, they're old. Like, they're like my mom's age, which I guess. My mom's kind of young. God.
So. Yeah. Holy shit. I just feel like, why am I not a 5 millionaire? Like, come on.
What did I tell you? Intergenerational wealth.
Oh, right. You know how many times you telling me that has gone through my head over the last few weeks when I'm doing things and I am like hating on other people for having all this money. And I'm like, that's because their parents had money, or that's because so-and-so had money. Like,
every single person that has money right now in our generation had a leg up. Like, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts.
And so when I go to Beyonce and I splurge a little bit, that is my, that's me thanking my parents for giving me intergenerational, what is it? Middle classness.
Yeah. when I was down in LA, Corey and I were talking about, we were like, when like the boomers are like, if you didn't spend all that money on your lattes, it's like, this fucking latte is not buying me a house. Like, stop. Like, stop with this.
We have. I mean, in our cities, they could be.
We have two economic crises. We've had a global pandemic. Right. Like, we've had a 20-year war. We're in another war. We've had housing crises that, like, we have just... It's just,
this ain't it.
It's just, we're not, it's just, the timing isn't for us.
Yeah, right. It's not my matcha. Well, yeah. I know that we're almost at time, and I agree. Below Deck was, you know, is what, like, it was.
Normal. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I feel like we can get into it next week. I have a little this or that. I know we both have trips coming up, and yeah. It's a little bit of travel this or that.
Oh, this is fun. Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do themes each week.
Also, not that the listeners probably care about this, but I convinced Kyle to go out to dinner tonight, and I know you love going out to dinner.
I love going out to dinner.
Excited for me.
Is it a new restaurant?
Yes, actually, it's like this wine bar around the corner with tapas. I know, and it's like hot out, so I can wear shorts and.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay. Anyway,
I love a new restaurant. I love a new bar. That's actually one of the questions.
Like, weekend, like night, like dinner. We haven't like gone out to dinner together in so long because we're like the trip. But I was like, fuck it.
No. Right. I also, weeknight dinners, like, when do you go out to dinner on a Wednesday? I love that for you.
Literally never.
Jealous. Yeah. Okay, so that actually is a great segue. When you are traveling, are you more, are you looking forward more to coffee shops or restaurants?
Oh, God.
I know.
Restaurants.
Okay. Window or aisle seat?
This is such a good question. Okay. I think it depends. I don't know.
Oh.
I know. I think I feel compelled to say window.
Okay.
But then I'm always afraid I have to go to the bathroom. And so, like, then I don't want to have to, like, wake anyone up. But okay. Window.
I am through and through window seat wherever I can go. And let me just tell you, the best quality in my husband is that when we travel together, even if he has the window seat, he gives me the window and he'll always take
the
aisle.
He's me.
Yeah. And I mean, when we travel often we travel enough to Europe to go see his family, and he will, on those long ass flights, give me the window seat. So he'll sit in the aisle. So yeah, I'm diehard window gal. I actually got on my Beyonce trip back, I got an exit row aisle, and I kind of hated it because I couldn't lean on anything to sleep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think we talked about this, but carry on or check bag?
Carry on always. I won't check a bag.
Yeah. The only time I check a bag is when we go for Christmas to Belgium, because I need the extra space for presents and things. Yeah. Bus or train while traveling?
Train.
Love the train. Love, love, love.
Yeah, love the train.
Do you like more of a vacation or a trip? You know what I mean by the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, this is – so Kyle and I have never actually taken a vacation still.
Oh, interesting.
And we've been together – it'll be 6 years in December, never a vacation yet. We have one in February. To Mexico, and I'm really looking forward to it. I am most excited about Chicoterra because even though we're doing the hike, like, I am excited to, like, kick it on the beach for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, going even into this trip, I would consider this definitely a trip.
Yeah, for sure.
I have made it very, very clear. Do not, if I say no, I don't want to do anything, don't try to stop me. For me.
Yeah.
Go do your thing. Let me walk at a, like, just let me just wander around. I will be aware. Like, just leave me the fuck alone then, because I am like, I need to like
have your own time.
Yeah. I need to like get out. Like, my life has just been kind of fucking chaotic, and I'm just like really, but after this, I think we need to like, every once in a while, I think like every 2 years, we should like start alternating between trips and vacations.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm usually, I feel like a lot of times I do trips, but every now I need my beach time. And so we actually have a vacation to Mexico in 2 weeks because we both said, and my husband is never one to be like, oh, I want to go to the beach.
That's the other thing. Kyle's not like that at all.
No, me neither. My husband either is, yeah, he's not like that. No. But we're going to just do Mexico to just, I said like, I just want the beach. I just want the pool, the gym. That's it. So, yeah. Okay. We can end on this one. Do you prefer seeing sunrises or sunsets?
Sunsets.
Yeah. Same.
How about you? Yeah.
Same. I love a sunset. Yeah, and we sure know as hell. I am not. I know you like to wake up early. I do not like to wake up early. Never
like that early. I'm thinking 7 or 8.
But I feel like you could be convinced into a sunrise. And where me, I'm like, I'm good on that. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good on that. Yeah.
There's something. Oh my God. A cocktail with sunset. Oh,
that's pretty great. That was me. And I was on a.
I need a vacation.
You're going. Don't worry. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. We will be back next week for more Bonded by Bravo. Be sure to check us out on Instagram. Give us a follow. Share our podcast with your friends. Get us up there to more than 100 listeners. Follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.